everyone, and welcome to the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward here on Talking Alternative Radio, professionals serving community. I'm a licensed psychotherapist, body mind expert, and the author of Worried Sick, Break Free from Chronic Worry to Achieve Mental and Physical Health, and Find Your Inner Voice Using Instinct and Intuition Through the Body Mind Connection. And the core of my work is the body-mind connection, and that's the theme that runs through all of my shows, and I like to have guests who can talk about different topics and strategies and techniques that help people stay connected in body, mind, and spirit. I was away last week, but I am back, and thank you for everyone who was asking about Jordy, my furry child, and his root canal. He is fully, fully recovered. And he's doing fine. His teeth are very pearly white because he got them cleaned at the same time. And I found myself in the elevator in my building when people would ask about Jordy, saying, yeah, we gave Jordy a root canal, and then feeling a little bit, you know, embarrassed, or, you know, because people are like, really? You gave your dog a root canal? Because years ago, you just didn't do that, and maybe it seems a little self-indulgent, but I don't care. He really needed to keep that tooth, and it worked out very, very well. You know, I've had a bunch of clients, you know, again, I always talk about this, you know, you give a session, you get a session, you learn what you need to, and I've had quite a few coaching clients in my practice talk to me about feeling unbalanced or feeling stuck or feeling overwhelmed. And one of the things they say to me is, what do I need to do? What can I do? What can I learn? What can I study? And interestingly enough, 9 times out of 10, it's really about not doing things and taking things off your plate. People tend to react and want to feel proactive when they're feeling stuck, but many times it's because of this overwhelm and that there's too much going on and not enough time to simply follow through or focus in on. So when we start to discuss that, when I talk about this with my clients, they say, well, how do I do that? And, you know, there are many different ways and there are many different reasons we get overwhelmed. But one of the best ways that you can start taking things off your plate is by saying no. Easier said than done. And people struggle with saying no and setting boundaries. And there are a lot of different reasons for it. Some people worry that if they say no, other people are going to react negatively or judge them. Or people feel that, you know, they're not being responsible, when in fact, I find that people are being overly responsible, which is why their plates get filled. They feel like they have to volunteer or take on that project, even when their body, which is the focus of you know, it's an important focal point, even when your body or their body is saying, I've had enough, I feel exhausted or tired, or I find myself doing activities like over drinking or overeating because I'm out of balance. And it's important to step back and learn how to say no. So I have some tips. They're in my first book, Find Your Inner Voice, but I wanted to share them with you today. And it's really about easing into saying no if you struggle with that. So whenever anyone asks you to volunteer time or take on a project or have a play date or meet for coffee, and it's not something that your livelihood depends on, because there's a difference. If at work you're asked to do something, you generally have to say yes. But if you are more in charge, if you're in your own business, you really have to ask yourself, is spending this time or doing this activity adding to or taking away from the quality of my life? And the best way to approach that when you're asked, and it sounds simple, but it's to use the I'll have to get back to you strategy. Just practicing that line. You're not allowed to say yes. You put in that transitional sentence to say, I'll have to get back to you. Let me check something. And then you sit with yourself for about 5 minutes and you picture yourself taking on that activity or having that coffee or doing that project. And you notice in your body what you feel. Do you feel energized? Do you feel like, yeah, I can't wait to do that? Or do you feel this like, oh, another thing? How am I going to squeeze it in? And if your response is in the second category, how am I going to squeeze it in? You have to say no. And there are, again, different ways of saying no. Some people struggle with getting that word out just in a straightforward way. So I always say, try to combine emotional truth with a firm no. And the way that you do that is you say, you know, I feel badly about saying no. Or, you know, I'm uncomfortable about saying no to you. Or I struggle with saying no, but it's really important for me at this time to keep a lighter schedule. And you put out this piece of emotional truth for you. That's really just for you. The other person probably doesn't care that much, but for you to be able to stay connected and realize that it's okay to be nervous or have feelings about saying no. And then go into, but I really can't. And here's the key phrase. And I know you can understand that. You give the affirmation, you give sort of a confirmation to the other person and say to them through that sentence, you know, I know you understand. You're basically saying, I know you're a good person. And most people aren't going to say, gee, you know, I don't care if she thinks I'm a good person. I'm going to force her to say yes anyway. Most people go, yeah, I am a good person. Yes, I do understand. And using these strategies, using the strategy of saying, I'll have to get back to you, sitting with it, trying literally, trying it on physically, trying on the decision, and then coming back with a combination of your emotional truth about how it feels to say no, and then saying no, is going to help you set those boundaries. But I'm curious if you have some strategies on how to say no or how to make a decision about what feels right or wrong, meaning taking on a project or doing an extra activity, I would love to hear from you here at Talking Alternative. So you can give me a call at 877-480-4120. That's 877-480-4120. Or you can send me an email at Carol with a K, K-A-R-O-L at carolward.com, Carol Ward, Carol at carolward.com, and tell me your thoughts or your questions or your comments on how you set boundaries and say no and remove things from your plate or your life that are overwhelming you. I think anyone who has a great tip, it's always great to share with my listeners. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about holistic leadership, what it is, how to achieve it, and how important it is to help you remain in balance in body, mind, and spirit when we return here on the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at talkingalternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media, Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas. My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern, on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Everyone, and welcome back to the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward here on Talking Alternative Broadcasting Network, professional serving community. Today's show is all about holistic leadership, and I'm really delighted to have a leadership expert today. Dale Blagrove is a leadership expert who provides leadership development training and coaching to the lesbian, gay, and bisexual transgender community. And he's also a distinguished Toastmaster, another passion of mine. We do share that with Toastmasters International. And he was responsible for starting Pride Toastmasters in New York City and BCN Pride Toastmasters in Barcelona, Spain, which we're going to talk about, his journey and adventures in Barcelona. Both clubs, and I think this is really important, are pioneer LGBT Toastmaster clubs and have provided valuable service to the community. He also maintains a regular practice of Bikram yoga to maintain his energy and health. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Carol. I'm so excited for being here. Thank you for having me today.
You're very welcome. So yoga and leadership, they go hand in hand?
They most certainly do.
How so?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, one of the things that I've learned over the years is that leadership was always thought of as something that was really for the well-educated or the leaders. You went to private school, you had a company. And, you know, leadership is something that is available to everybody.
True.
You know, we forget that our moms and our dads are leaders or just, you know, people that we know local in the community. And we tend to forget that. And individually, we are leaders and we can be leaders. So part of my goal is to reinforce that and take the mystery or the phallus out of leadership and remind people that everyone is a leader, a natural born leader within themselves.
Yeah, within their own life.
Yeah, and I think so. And we tend to forget that a lot of the times we get wrapped up in life.
Yeah, it's true. You know, I saw this great quote, and it's something that I think is really true. It's by Albert Schweitzer, who's a theologian, a German theologian. And it's very short. And the quote is, "Example is leadership."
Mm-hmm. Very true. And I think aside from the example being leadership, as people don't know or they don't understand, is that leadership is a process.
Hmm.
It's not something that you take a class or you take a course and then at the end of it, you're all of a sudden a leader.
Right.
You know, it's something that's a continual journey throughout your life.
Yeah.
And people just, they're not aware of that for some reason any longer. You know, again, because I think we get so wrapped up in our day-to-day, and we have to learn how to actually, you know, remove ourselves to really understand what our core values are and things that make us leaders or how we're contributing into life. And when I say into life, that means work, that means family, that means friends, that means environment. So, you know, we all have a responsibility to doing that. And to the degree that I can help people understand that as a collective whole, that's part of my purpose.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like an empowerment issue, that helping people feel more empowered. But I'm really curious, that's your core purpose. Why this purpose? What drew you to this?
Yeah, I think like so many other people, I spent many years saying, what's my purpose in life? What's my purpose in life? You know, I was doing well in corporate America, had a fun time there, but I wasn't being or feeling authentically connected to what I was doing. And again, I reached that. When you reach one goal, what happens? You want another goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached all my goals, and I realized that I may have reached all these goals, but I really don't know what my purpose is. What am I leaving behind?
Right.
And for me, that was even a bigger challenge because I'm a gay male and I don't have children. So I'm looking, you know, what's my purpose in life? What am I leaving behind?
Right.
And
your legacy. Almost,
yeah, my legacy.
Yeah.
And actually, that's where Toastmasters had come in, because my experience initially with Toastmasters was so positive. I said to myself, oh my gosh, this needs to be in the LGBT community. I can't believe it's not there, mm-hmm. as, you know, as large as it is. So I did a little bit of research, and even within Toastmasters at the time, I found out of 13,000 clubs, there were only 9 that were focused in the LGBT community around the world, none in New York.
That's interesting.
And I was like, wow.
Really?
It was absolutely amazing. And so I decided just take the initiative and just start it.
And did that experience of starting that club and getting involved, that did that fuel or add to your own, you know, discovery of your purpose? Like, gee, I like advocating, or I like leadership.
Yeah, I think it was very important in helping me identify that path. So it kind of, okay, this path feels good. I was walking on a whole different set of shoes. You know, a lot of the times people don't know when I started my Toastmasters club, I knew nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of put that message out to the universe and people come.
Yes.
And, you know, the people and the members that we had come from all walks of life, and they just see the value, and it's like a beacon of hope for them, because particularly within the community, when you're within an oppressed community, as the LGBT community has been, it's really different when all of a sudden you realize or recognize, oh, I have a voice.
Yeah.
And I can use my voice, and I don't have to let other people speak for me or communicate for me.
Yeah.
That becomes very empowering within the community itself. And so that was my starting point for, you know, bringing that type of leadership into the community.
And you talk about that you do different types of leadership, or maybe I'm hearing it that way, but you are a leader in the community, but you also help people within the community, it sounds like, discover their own leadership abilities. Do I have that right?
No, yeah, that's true. I also do some work with SAGE, which is Senior Advocacy for Gay and Lesbian Elders. And I do some volunteer workshops for them as well on building their communication skills.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have a couple of workshops. One is self-building your self-confidence. Another one is from job to entrepreneurship. And again, it's just educating people in the community and really let them feel good about coming to these venues, because normally a lot of the times for myself, because I spend so much time in the closet,
yeah.
you forget or it's challenging to deal with other people outside of the community. So
right.
This is a way of bringing it into the community and having the experience.
So when you conduct these workshops, what's the response? What do you notice, what happens with people when they learn how to communicate or feel more empowered?
Very simple. Their eyes light up.
Yeah.
They just pop. And that's a huge thing, because
yeah.
a lot of the times that doesn't happen. You know, I remember watching a television show, and I think it was on one of Oprah's life classes. And one of the questions is that you ask a kid is, do their eyes light up when you walk in the room?
Yes.
And that's really important. And as adults, we forget that.
We forget that, but that is such a key sign of someone feeling empowered or passionate. I know when I work with coaching clients and they're sitting opposite me and they land on the thing that's right for them, you're absolutely right. Face, eyes light up. Their energy changes.
Exactly.
They just get exuberant. So you're really getting to witness and kind of shepherd this change. And now are not only teaching leadership, but also being a leader, a distinct leader in the community.
A leader, you have to be a leader, you have to lead by example.
Well, we go back to Albert Schweitzer. So it's walking the talk.
Yes, walking the talk, talking the walk, and you just have to do it. And people gravitate to that. And as long as you're honest, authentic, and sincere, it's truth, and people like truth.
You know, you said at the beginning of our discussion that, you know, we become leaders in our own lives. But I do feel that people who then lead communities or groups, it takes a particular skill set. That's my opinion. Not like above or I'm better than, but you have to like it, I think, to be able to lead a group, and also to be able to tap into or be attuned to all the different personalities. Have you found that to be true?
To a certain degree, I think the biggest key factor in being a successful leader is that you have to be willing to take risk.
Yes.
And it's okay to take risk, and people have to, you know, really embrace that and kind of move onwards. And a risk is nothing more than a decision.
Right.
That's all it is. And people think a risk is something complicated. It's not.
Right.
It's a difference between, as you were saying, between yes and no.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of my belief around that.
And I think that, you know, that people have different degrees of risk taking or risk aversion, as they say.
And, sure.
And that people sometimes naturally gravitate toward the front because they don't have issues or fears about taking
I think
risk.
We have different issues. I wouldn't say we don't have issues.
Well, that's a whole other subject, but we can delve into that. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking more about holistic leadership here on the Body, Mind, Wellness Show with Carol Ward.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Money, time, happiness, success. Where's your breakthrough? Join me, Nora Simpson, as I bring you real-world tools for combining financial smarts with spiritual purpose. As a consultant to CEOs, I've helped produce clear, measurable financial results while expanding integrity, passion, and joy. Share my journey as we apply the science of achievement and the art of fulfillment to create breakthroughs for people across the world, the people of Creation Nation. Listen to Nora Simpson's Creation Nation Fridays at 12 noon Eastern on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Everyone, and welcome back to the Body, Mind, Wellness Show with Carol Ward here on TalkingAlternative.com, professional serving community. And this portion of the show is being brought to you by RochelleRice.com. Rochelle Rice dedicates herself, and I've talked about this before, to empowering women of size by helping them connect to their body, their mind, and their hearts through focus, movement, and breath. She's the author of Real Fitness for Real Women, and she does bring a particular passion to helping people who have been very inactive, helping them move to activity by taking them through a journey that lets them connect to their bodies one molecule at a time. And if you go to her website, RochelleRice.com, you can see a listing of her individual services, her classes, which are just very fun, Bollywood dancing, ballet, jazz, and she also has a list of complimentary teleseminars on a variety of topics, you know, mostly focused on nutrition and health that you can download for free. So you can connect to Rochelle at RochelleRice.com or give her a call at 212-689-4558, 212-689-4558. And of course, tell her you heard about her on the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward. We are back talking about leadership with Dale Blagrove, and we are really wanting to focus in. We've been chatting about what contributes to good leadership. But Dale, we started off by talking about yoga, the
sure.
connection between yoga and leadership that you feel it certainly has helped you connect to your leadership qualities through yoga. I'm putting these words in your
sure.
mouth. So why don't you tell me what you mean?
Well, the yoga was important to me for a couple of reasons. One was because it gave me 90 minutes a day for myself.
Hmm.
And normally in a day-to-day living, we don't take any time for ourselves. So it was my idea to be a little bit selfish and give back to me, because if I'm healthy, then I can take care of those around me.
Yes.
And I think that's very important. And I got wrapped into Bikram yoga and just fell simply in love with it.
How
I
come?
Started here in Harlem, at the Harlem Bikram on 145th. And I actually ended up going there because my cousin had signed me up. And we went. She didn't last. I did. And I just kept returning. The studio and the people were great. It was also for me, because it is a hot yoga, it's much more easier on the joints because your fluids are heating up and it's a little bit easier. So for me, I called it the yoga over 40. So, so for me, that worked really well. And I just really enjoyed it. You know, I did certain programs I had there, like 30-day challenges.
Right.
And that's why I always say I'm hoping there's a better addiction than yoga, but I haven't found it yet. And even when I was in Barcelona, I did 180 days straight of yoga. So that was 6 months of yoga, Bikram yoga, every day.
What? Yeah. What was the effect? What did you notice? I'm fascinated by that.
I had lost probably over 40 pounds, which was amazing. So, ta-da.
He looks great, by the way.
So that was part of it. But my thinking was so much clearer. The way that I approached my day was amazing. Because the practice itself is difficult, one of the things they say that if you do it in the morning, that is the hardest thing that you're going to do all day long. The rest of the day is a piece of cake. And I can tell you, that is so true. If I've done my 6:30 class, there's nothing that can happen in the day that's going to rub me anyway, except the good way.
What a perspective. And I'm curious, because I always talk about, you know, one of my favorite things I like to talk about is the process of change. I know people who've done 30-day challenges.
Sure.
And they've been in my office. And, you know, maybe about day 9 or 10. Now, you've done it for 180.
Right.
There is this... The stuff comes up that they need to look at.
Yeah.
Did you find that in that whole 90-day process?
I still find it today.
Not 90-day well, process, 180-day.
It was 180-day process. It really becomes a test of what your body and your mind are capable of. It really pushes that envelope of any limitations that you think that you have. You know, there's a discipline behind it. There's, you know... It's what happens when you show up for life and you don't want to, you know, so you have to show up. So you have, and that's the case. You should show up for life ready to go.
Yeah. So you could be sitting there going like, I'm showing up. I don't want to be here, but I'm going to show up and see if it changes.
And it does. And that's the thing. It always does.
Yeah.
And you know, so that was a great lesson, you know, for me to learn, you know, through that process. You know, a lot of it was, also for me, if I can commit myself to this practice, then what can I commit internally and spiritually to myself? And that was a commitment of yoga, in a sense, was almost like a commitment to myself.
Right.
And I'm busy making commitments to other people for other things that I seldom make a commitment to myself.
So this comes back to, again, this whole idea of holistic leadership, that one of the principles that seems to be emerging is that you have to take care of yourself.
That's very key. You know, I've identified 5 things for me that are very important and what I really call part of the holistic approach. And it's really based on, you know, the information that I have it's universal. There is nothing that I've come up with that's anything new, you know, anything grand. I just kind of identify the things that really help me. And so, like, I do daily journal writing. Mm-hmm. I think that's important to settle my mind. And just to kind of clear out any thoughts or to write through any process. They say that there's something that's important about having the connection from the pen to the paper, from your hand.
Yeah.
And for me, I find that's very true versus doing it on a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tested it, and the results are very different. And
I'm wondering if it's really the effort or the energy that you're.
I think it's the energy to the paper. I really think it's the energy to the paper.
You're putting that energy out.
Yeah, and then the other things that I do is, you know, I try to walk for about 20 minutes a day. I'm that guy that's talking to himself walking down the street. I have these conversations with myself and hoping that my inner guide or inner spirit is going to answer me. I don't listen to my voice. I listen to my inner voice because they're two different conversations.
Of course.
So I do that. And then I do what's called a gratitude list. I have, I call it my gratitude 10. So I make a list every day of 10 things that I'm grateful for or things that I want to be grateful for. And I think that want to be grateful for is very important because I put that energy out there.
I'm like jumping on your words because how has, you know, doing the gratitude list, because I think people sometimes go, there's nothing to be grateful in my life. And, you know, how is that, what is the thing that you've noticed the most when you do that?
I personally notice there's always something to be grateful for, even on the most challenging days. Like, I don't know what to be grateful for, but you know what? I like the color orange on your folder, Carol. I'm grateful for the color orange. Yeah, I mean, sometimes you have to find things.
Yes.
You know,
you dig deep.
You dip deep, and you just kind of reach out there. And sometimes it's hokey, but it's also one of those things that if you do it enough times, you start to believe it, and things really start to change.
That's great. So let's hear the fourth one. Then we'll probably after the break, we'll hear your other tip.
And the other one is diet, or what I call conscious eating. And that's really being aware of what you put in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I would never say, oh, you should eat this or eat that or whatever. I mean, there are thousands of books that tell you how to eat. But what I do suggest is to be very aware of what you put in your mouth. And it's one of those things that if you ask, you can ask yourself, is this good or not? And your inner voice will respond no or yes. You know, and people don't really understand that, but I think it's very important.
I do too, Dale. You know, and it's bringing it conscious. You know, I always talk about you still get to have the not so healthy choice. I mean, you still consciously can do that, but if you are consciously saying and being aware on a body mind level, as you're saying, mm-hmm. which one do I want to choose? Which one is going to feel better,
right,
energetically? Yeah, I know this healthy choice is the better one, but I'm still going to choose this whatever chocolate. What? At least it's out of the, I don't know what's happening, why I don't
right.
feel so good. It's conscious.
Well, I think it's important. I do this a lot. I think it's important for people to monitor what they eat or how they eat. So what I do sometimes is if I eat something, I'll write down what I'm feeling.
Great point.
Right.
I think that's a great,
so
great
I have
tip.
A really hard data point of what makes me feel good and what doesn't.
I think that's an excellent point. And when we come back, we'll hear that final tip. We'll have listeners waiting to hear it here on the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Economic times we find ourselves in, you need expert advice and counsel to not only survive, but thrive. Consider contacting Randy Joy & Company and see what they can do for you. Randy Joy & Company, guiding your ambitious entrepreneurial vision and team to great results. Randy Joy & Company ignites your success as an entrepreneur by aligning your values, vision, and strategy, and works with high-growth entrepreneurial companies and investors in London, Canada, and the United States. Randy Joy & Company helps drive optimal growth, efficiencies, and profitability by using their proprietary three-step process. They help you clarify your vision, choose a strategy, and persistently remove impediments. So if you want to grow your business, contact randyjoy.com. That's randyjoy.com. And of course, tell them you heard about them on the Carol Ward Radio Show. Looking for healthy and delicious Japanese cuisine? Try Asuka Fusion and Lounge, featuring the best Japanese dishes, sushi, and Thai food New York City has to offer. Asuka's welcoming atmosphere is perfect for dinner or a late night snack, and you can enjoy complimentary edamame with any entree. Stop by the Trendy Bar for a cocktail from the Buy One, Get One Free specialty drink menu. Asuka Japanese Fusion Restaurant, 300 West 23rd Street. Mention you heard about them on the Body Mind Wellness Program with Carol Ward.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Road must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward here on Talking Alternative Radio, professional serving community. And this portion of the show is being brought to you by the Media Theater. I've been talking about the Media Theater now for months. It's an equity theater located outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and they do a variety of shows. And right now, they are doing their version of American Idol. It's something called Delco Idol because it's in Delaware County, and they are having literally a singing contest, and they have two categories, you know, young kids, and I always admire these like 7-8-year-olds getting up there and singing, you know, Oklahoma or whatever the latest pop song is with the greatest of, you know, bravado. It's amazing. And then they have a category for teens. They also run a children's theater. They run camps. They do a lot of wonderful musicals. So if you're interested in taking your family to a less expensive Broadway experience, just go to themediatheater.org, mediatheater.org, or give them a call at 610-891-0100, 610-891-0100. And tell them you heard about them on the Body Mind Wellness Show. We are talking about leadership today with leadership expert Dale Bit. Blagrove. What do you think I'm stumbling on that? I think I want to say Blah Grove. But do people ever say that to you?
Yeah, but I don't.
So you don't I think it's just that old like grammatical thing. I'm putting it together one way. Blagrove. It sounds beautiful that way.
Thank you.
Blagrove. We were listening to your tips about how you contribute to your own leadership health, and we went through four of them, and let's go on to the fifth one.
So the hardest one, which is the fifth one, is meditation.
Yes.
People have a hard time with meditation, and I learned how to make it easy.
Okay, I'd love to hear this.
There's a couple of ways. First is that I started off doing meditation in 5-minute increments, 8-minute increments, and then 12, and then you kind of reach up to your point. And people tend to overcomplicate what meditation is supposed to be. It really should be being still with yourself and let things just happen. And people are, you know, they focus on, I have to have an empty mind. No one knows what an empty mind is, right? So they get wrapped up, okay, I'm not thinking about anything, I'm thinking about not thinking about anything, right? So they fall into that loop. But I think it's important, at least, to start off in small increments. And then the other thing that really helped me learn how to meditate was, you know, when you're 4 or 5, you're given a timeout.
Mm.
How simple.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided in a bizarre way was to make meditation a little bit of a punishment in giving myself a timeout. You know, because when you give a kid a timeout, how often do they really think about what they're supposed to be thinking about?
Yeah. No.
A couple of seconds, and then they're thinking about drawing in their head or all this other stuff. Nothing about, you know, why I hit my little brother. You know, so I decided why don't you give yourself a timeout? And then that really started to work. I went into a corner, stood there, and I was like, I can do this. So if I can do a timeout, I can do a meditation.
I like that. You know, and again, when people break the loop of the way that they're thinking,
right,
and they put their attention on something else, whether it's literally walking over and sitting down for a timeout or going in the corner, you break that whole way,
that whole pattern
process.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, when you think meditation or you say that you're going to meditate, people think, oh my God, I got to sit in the corner. I got to sit in a chair with my legs crossed and my arms open, and I have to sit with my back straight and go, But if all of a sudden becomes a timeout, you have to go stand in the corner. It becomes a whole different experience.
It's a really different experience. I always share that, you know, I have dog walking meditation, which is because I'm walking my dog in the morning and I let my thoughts sort of spill out. I'm not necessarily trying to solve anything, but they're just kind of flowing. And I'm having to concentrate a little bit on what he's doing, but it has helped even on those cold winter mornings where it's like, I don't want to get up. You said, I want to circle back to something because you went to Spain.
Yes.
And I know there's a story to that, but you were living in the United States and then you went to Spain. What caused you to, or what was the reason for that?
So I first went to Spain when I was 15 years old. And I went on a school trip, and I fell in love with it. There was just affinity or connection. And it's something that I always said that I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And life got in my way. So, meaning college, work, more work, relationships. And then at some point, about 2 years ago, I was working and just really not enjoying what I was doing. I was doing it well, but I just wasn't enjoying it. And that's when my body, I was feeling a disconnect health-wise. You know, when the first thing is like, oh my goodness, I just don't want to go to that place again. You know, no one should really want to be in that space.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I really wanted to go to Spain. And I asked my partner, Mark, our partner, husband, we're not legally married, but we've been together for 18 years. So I think that says we're legally married.
Yes, you are married.
I said, I want to go to Spain. And I said, do you want to go? And he's like, okay. And then just one day for my birthday present, I went into my office, I gave in my resignation, and then a month later, we were in Barcelona.
How did you like it?
It was absolutely amazing. I actually created it as my own personal sabbatical.
Important.
You know, it was like, because, you know, I knew that I would never have that job at a corporate or a company or school that was going to give me a sabbatical. And I wanted to have an experience where I can enjoy where my body was able.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that actually goes back to the yoga thing as well, because if you have an able body, I think to respect it or the gift of the body, you should do things with it.
Right, right.
And so we moved to Barcelona. We had no plans, no nothing. We just flew there, dropped there, and just started figuring things out. And it was one of the best experiences of my life. It was simply amazing. I didn't know Spanish at the time that well, except for the Spanish classes I had 20 years ago, right?
Did Mark speak Spanish?
Oh, absolutely not. So we were both there just really trying to figure it out. And that was actually one of the reasons why I started a Toastmasters club there, a bilingual club, because that way I could get Spanish lessons and tutors for free, why I could help people with their English. So it worked out well for me.
So I'm just my own curious Toastmaster mind. So the club actually, would people get up and speak, give their speeches in Spanish, and some people would give it in English? How did it work?
One week we speak in English, the next week we speak in Spanish.
Love
and that way
that.
Gives everyone the opportunity to suffer and their language sort of, I'm sorry, to work through their language issues and a different language.
Nice adjustment, just to work it through. I really get that. And then you felt the calling to come back. Did you feel like, okay, my sabbatical is complete? Was that a outside-in process or was that an inside-out process?
Well, you know, I actually woke up one morning and it's like, it's done.
It's done.
Yeah. So you live the purpose of why you'd come to Spain. And so now go back and there's another calling. And during that process when I was in Spain, you know, I worked a lot within the LGBT community there and really trying to understand how it works there, because they have legal marriages and things like that. And I'm thinking, one of the things that's lacking here in the United States is when those laws pass or things like that, there's always what I consider what happens next. So it's kind of like when a project is over, what happens day one?
Yes.
And so there's no day one planning here.
Sort of like we achieve what we want to, we get the law passed, the legislation goes through, and then there's no aftercare, so to speak.
Exactly. So really what happens, and that's where I said, oh, leadership.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's really important that, you know, we embrace that mentality from a community perspective.
And I want to talk more about the community perspective and your journey back to the community and working within the community. But was your journey back similar to when you landed in Spain? I mean, obviously you spoke the language. You came back to New York. Was that a bit of a transition?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. It's still a transition. You know, I was speaking more Spanish, and I was speaking Spanish. It was really strange, because at least in Spain, everyone spoke Spanish. Here, just because they look Spanish doesn't mean they speak Spanish.
Right.
So that was an adjustment for me, as well. And just, you know, like I said, the whole idea there and here is here where there's so much processed foods, and there really isn't any. So that was a huge difference for me as well. So I was eating a lot healthier. You know, one of my biggest recollections was that bread came in a plastic bag. As soon as I got back, I was looking for bread. I couldn't find fresh bread, and I realized, oh, you have to go to the grocery store.
You have to go to the grocery store. It's not coming. Like, yeah, it's that change.
Yeah.
Well, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk more about, I think, the important work that you're doing within the community.
Excellent.
and all the advocacy that you're doing for yourself and for other people, because it's what you like and love. And we'll be returning here with Dale here on the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Asuka Japanese Fusion Restaurant and Lounge, 300 West 23rd Street in New York City, offers healthy and delicious sushi, Thai, and Japanese cuisine. Asuka is perfect for dinner, meeting friends, or a late-night snack. Stop by the trendy bar for a cocktail from the Buy One, Get One Free specialty drink menu. Mention you heard about them on the Body Mind Wellness Program with Carol Ward on TalkingAlternative.com. See you there soon. If you're looking for a delicious snack, hearty breakfast, or tasty treat, why not try Mona's Original Granola? Mona's Original Granola is freshly baked with whole oats, wheat germ, raw sunflower kernels, sliced almonds, and delicious raisins. It's hand-mixed and baked to a crispy golden brown. It's pure and natural, with zero trans fats and no added sugar, salt, artificial additives, or preservatives. You can take Mona's Original Granola when you're hiking, biking, or throw them into your kids' lunch bag. Now available in two new flavors, honey almond and cinnamon pecan. You can find Mona's Granola on Amazon.com or at monasinc.com. That's monasinc.com.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative. Sugar. Oh, honey, honey.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward here on TalkingAlternative.com, professional serving community. You know, at the break, you might have heard a commercial for a restaurant called Asuka Japanese Fusion Restaurant, and it's getting hot here in New York, and we're moving into the summer months here on the East Coast. And if you're looking for healthy, light food, you can stop into Asuka Japanese Fusion and Lounge. It's on West 23rd Street between 8th and 9th Avenue here in New York City. It's right down the street from the movie theater, so it's a great place to stop in, have a drink or a snack, or get a light snack after the movies. And of course, if you do stop in, you can tell the manager, Elvis Newman, that you heard about him and his restaurant here on the Body Mind Wellness Show with Carol Ward. Dale, you're laughing. You know Elvis.
Yeah,
too,
I know,
right?
Elvis. Yeah, that's too funny.
He's great.
He's amazing.
He's
phenomenal.
He's great. He really, you know, takes a lot of pride in making sure people are taken care of. Yes, and he's a dedicated Toastmaster.
Yeah, and he's one of those people that he is who he is on face surface, and he's just amazing.
He is very, very determined.
You know, I just recently finished this book Leader with No Title by Robin Sharma. And Elvis is like the epitome, the best example of being the best person that you can be and those great qualities without having that title per se.
That's right. This whole thing about being a leader without the official title, just being a leader in your whole life.
Exactly.
Which is what we're talking about today with Dale Blagrove here on the Body Mind Wellness Show. And of course, if you have any thoughts or comments about leadership or a question that you want to ask Dale, you can give us a call at 877-480-4120, 877-480-4120, or send me an email at Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at carolward.com, Carol at carolward.com. So we're following this journey. You're back in New York. And
yes.
What are you focusing on primarily now?
Right now, my real focus, again, is really developing leaders within the LGBT community. I just think that is such a necessary thing. You know, again, I believe as I'm developing the company that I'm working on, which is Pride Leadership International, it will start to draw people for that because it becomes something that's available and something that's not intimidating. And I just really think that's something, it's a healing process.
Right.
And so I view my company as a healing process for the community and just really starting to make that available. Let people see that it's really there. And, you know, as things change and we're in Pride Month now.
We are. June is Pride Month?
June is Pride Month.
Excellent.
And we're really excited about it. Well, for me, it's like one of the best times to be gay out of the year. So it's pretty fantastic. And then being in New York, it makes it even more amazing. So that's been amazing.
Is there any, you know, this is maybe a deeper subject, but are there any particular issues that you're saying, yeah, this needs attention within the community? Is it about getting a cohesive voice? What is jumping out at you?
Well, I think it's really the teaching people or giving them tools so they can feel empowered. And, you know, again, I think it goes back to earlier on, like I was saying, being part of a community that's been oppressed for so long, it's exhausting.
Yeah.
You just don't know what to do. Sometimes it's like you're waiting for that breath to exhale. And it's, you know, really trying to give people that extra push so they can breathe. And so that's really where I believe having that internal leadership guide or barometer recalibrated inside of you is a huge thing.
I know it's one of my favorite phrases I use. I do a whole speech on it. It's called the body barometer, like noticing what feels right.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you're combining, or the focus is both inspiration but also practical steps.
Yes, most certainly. I think that's huge. That's important. You know, it's interesting. One of the things that I focus on, and people, you know, think it's a little bit nuts. Like now I'm in my spring summer cleaning phase of my life. And usually what I do is maybe at least twice a year, I sit down and I do my technology cleaning. And technology cleaning for me means, okay, now I have to go through my Facebook. Who are really friends and who are not,
right.
You know, kind of get rid of them. Because if you think about it energy-wise, someone that's not your friend that's attached to you kind of still sucks a little bit of energy away
Very
from you. And, you know, and people don't realize that. They don't think that.
Yeah.
You know, so, and particularly when you look at your list, it's like, well, why are you my friend?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so those things are important for people. You know, I clean out all the junk on my computer, all the files, and then I go into cleaning house. That's important. And then the most challenging part is really cleaning up relationships.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, to find those toxic relationships and either discard them or put them at bay until you're ready to heal them or address them.
I really like that you're saying this because I instinctively have been cleaning out my closets and found myself going through all my emails that, you know, that I have saved in different ways and just deleting, deleting, just going like, I don't need to hold on to this.
Right.
But it felt very primal to do it, I was drawn to doing it. So it must be, it's again, if we're tuned in on a physical level, on the barometer level, we're picking up that this is the time of year.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when you do that, you realize the earth didn't collapse.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Deleting that email from 2009 that had that piece of imprint. No.
Yeah,
don't need it at all.
It just doesn't matter, you know. You know, one of the things that I learned definitely from living in Barcelona was that you have to travel lightly. You know, and I've known people that also had experiences, you know, houses on fire and things like that. You lose everything just like that. And what do you do?
Yeah.
So much for that email from 2009. It really doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Right?
Doesn't matter. Now, I want to have our listeners have a way to get in touch with you, because you do not only you speak and you do, you know, you're doing leadership within the community, but you also do individual coaching to
Correct.
Help people access their own leadership
Yes.
abilities. How can people get in touch with you?
So the best way for people to get in touch with me is either on Facebook. I'm Dale Blagrove. You can find me there. Also, you can my email is Dale, D-A-L-E, at Dale Blagrove. DaleBlagrove.com or Dale at Dale Blagrove, depending on how you prefer. .com. You can reach me that way, as well as my phone number is 415-850-DALE.
Okay. And do you have any, you think you have any listeners in Spain who want to say hi?
I have no idea what time it's. Yeah, there could be one or two. I'm
do
not
you
quite
say
sure.
Say hello to anyone in Spanish or say hi to anyone?
Hola.
There we go. And I know, again, people can contact you for speaking. I know you're a fabulous speaker. So speaking, coaching, and all the advocacy work you do, it's been terrific to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. I've had a wonderful, wonderful time. It's been completely amazing, and I really appreciate you having me here today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Great conversation. You've been listening to the Body Mind Wellness Show here on TalkingAlternative.com. If you want to find out more about me or hear about my classes, courses, and events, you can go to my website, Carol with a K, KarolWard.com, CarolWard.com. You can find my books, Find Your Inner Voice and Worried Sick, on my website. And you can also find me on Facebook. I post a lot of information about upcoming shows, and you'll be able to get that information there, Carol Ward on Facebook. And following me is the Acupuncture Hour with Tim Chambers here on Talking Alternative Radio. And remember, when you get into your body, you get into your life. And when you are into your life, anything is possible. Until next time, see you next week.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
How's your game? Want to improve your performance, focus, and motivation? Then you need Aspire Athletic Consulting. Stop second-guessing yourself. Move your game to the next level. Bring back the fun of the sport. Help your child build confidence and self-esteem through sports. Contact Dale at Aspire Athletic Consulting for a free 15-minute power session to get unstuck today. Your greatest athletic performance is just a phone call away at 801-604-0294 or visit aspireconsulting.vpweb. Motivational coaching for athletic excellence. Aspire to greatness.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then tune in on Thursdays at 1 p.m. for Love in the Afternoon with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. With distinguished authors, industry gurus, and experts on everything from wine to fashion, join us as we discuss dating, relationships, and more on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern, for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your neo-sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
TalkingAlternative.com.